We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth from here.
It is infested with parasite bureaucrats and corporate kleptocrats that use monopoly systems to shut down their competition and suck the population dry. And, well, we see the people of the planet waking up and kicking the hind ends of the parasites off this planet. Thank you for joining us. It is already the 26th day of August, 2012. It is Sunday, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And I do intend to start going to your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. I'll give the number out coming up in the next segment. And as usual, we have a veritable cornucopia of absolutely enlightening, informative, thought-provoking, and, quite frankly, angering news and information that we are going to be running down here today with you, all of the great viewers out there that are tuning in via the radio. You're listening and obviously watching at prisonplanet.tv. Now, up until the moment I went live here, this constantly happens. I'm all focused. I know what I want to cover. I know what issue I want to get into. And then I see something out there on the street that totally takes me in another direction. You remember the gentleman, the West Point grad with no criminal record who filmed police roughing up women, so they arrested him. Well, now he got pulled over and filmed the police. He got arrested. We've got that type of news. We're just all over the Western world. You get arrested for filming the government servants. And when I went to the Zilker Park this morning, that's been free since it was set up over 100 years ago by a prominent Austinite that dedicated his land, Mr. Zilker, when you go down there now, they are charging you to even get into the park. People could say, well, government needs money. Government needs money. Well, no, it doesn't. Because all over the country, we see fines, fees, regulations, taxes being raised on us, but the big ultra-rich, they're exempt, and we pay for their billion-dollar stadiums, or we pay for their Formula One tracks. And studies have been done showing it doesn't even really bring money to the economy, because it brings it only to select insiders. I saw reports where the Olympics cost $14 billion for the people of England, and $8 billion-plus was siphoned off to friends of the Olympic Committee. It's all a giant boondoggle, all a giant scam. And people need to understand, the banks are really being robbed in this country in a different way than we think. Our local banks are being shut down by the big mega banks. The big mega banks are exempt from taxation, exempt from regulation, and they're the ones pushing and selling this whole new world order. But the point I want to make is the only crime going on out there is not just the stuff you hear about on the news. Bank robbers are stupid. That's a high-risk job. But if you can get into government and you can get into the bureaucracy, you can rob the people blind. Because as a culture now, across the world, government just unifies its criminal activity to where it's a seamless wall of corruption. I saw a report today where in a small town where people are going bankrupt and the economy's collapsing in Illinois, there is a government bureaucrat paid $500,000 a year to do, quote, 10 jobs, and it isn't 10 jobs, and the person gets 5 months of sick days off, not counting a couple more months of vacation time. So they work like 4 months out of the year and get $500,000. And I've seen cases like that all over the country where you'll have a shitty manager getting $890,000 a year while they're taking little old ladies' houses for property taxes. It's wrong. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is, and I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Sunday transmission. There is no doubt I am the hardest working man in radio. I am here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back Sundays 5 to 7 Eastern, or 4 to 6 Central, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then we come back Sundays again with the 4 to 6 transmission. We also have the weeknight InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, the television show, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, that streams out every night and is already picked up by some cable systems, not just here in the U.S., but in England. It's on the national cable system, 2 hours a week. Very exciting. Haven't even officially launched that out onto cable yet. Find out more at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, wow, where to start? I am again in total overload right now. First off, Isaac, the big hurricane, could rival Hurricane Katrina and the amount of damage it could cause. And it's set to hit, I guess, Louisiana, Mississippi, and other areas. I'm wondering, will they confiscate everyone's guns again? Not let people get out on the highways, not let people leave their homes, or make them go to a sports stadium to be raped, and then have the FBI command the U.S. Army to take the guns? Because the government is so nice and friendly. No, we have a predatory government. Also, I said this a few days ago. I don't normally get into tabloid news headlines unless there's a teaching moment in it all to show propaganda. I saw the Prince Harry photos. You've seen them in Vegas. They're not playing strip billiards. Without getting graphic, he has a woman bent over, and he's clearly engaged in an act of intercourse. Again, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know what I'm seeing. And it is now being reported by WYNN-TV. Report Prince Harry Vegas scandal could get much worse, more serious than strip billiards. And it goes on from there. In fact, the headline ends over at drudgereport.com at that point. This is how the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I guess they were at, I thought that was an acronym for the TV stations, Las Vegas Review-Journal, reports that billionaire hotel developer Steve Wynn picked up the tab for Prince Harry's stay last week, lends credence to scuttlebutt that he's unhappy with his security team. Yeah, no kidding that they let the photos get out. Boy, the people that release those photos are going to have accidents. You better believe that. Because, you know, the royal family puts on this whole act like they're nice and they're friendly and that they care about everybody and that they're sweet and harmless. No, it's a giant criminal organization, a giant crime syndicate right at the head of the New World Order. It's kind of like the American media outfit, the tabloid that took photos of the Bush daughters falling down drunk here in Austin, Texas, where I come to you from. They got mailed anthrax, and the photographer got, of course, a receipt of it and died when the U.S. government weaponized, super weaponized anthrax was delivered to him. So not a healthy move to release those. In fact, I predict the people involved will be dead within 1 year. Just remember I predicted that here. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, that's just some of the mindless tabloid stuff that's out there, but you know, if anybody else was caught naked with women bent over tables, it would be a giant scandal and it would be, oh, how horrible they are. Instead, the media is spinning it. Oh, just some naked billiards. Oh, just, you know, no big deal. No, the elites go to Las Vegas to have sex with your daughters who can't get jobs in an economy anymore outside of the sex trade. Let's just get that part straight as well. That's the new trade here in America. And the only reason the government keeps it illegal in most areas, they don't in Las Vegas, is so they can control it and suck money out of it. Everybody knows in every major city, the police department runs the whores. They've even caught a bunch of the Austin police over the years running the whores around here. Again, I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas, but anything I talk about happening in my town, you better believe is happening in your town. All of this tyranny we face is able to take place because the general public thinks it's cool to be uninformed and naive. That's why we're in this position. And we need to understand that as the liberty goes out the window, so goes the prosperity. And as things get worse and worse, we need to understand that getting back to liberty will restore our republic. Now, I was on Coast to Coast AM for 4 hours Friday night with John B. Wells, who was sitting in for the great George Norrie, coasttocoastam.com, if you want to go through and find the subscription podcast of it. It was particularly powerful fourth hour. Got picked up by the Examiner. Coast to Coast AM at its best, Alex Jones and the banking fraud special. Now, they had a show called Spank the Banks Saturday where they had five experts on breaking it all down. That was excellent as well. That's linked up at Infowars.com. But the point is that we went over all the different police state news. And I actually had one of the producers that was on the night shift there pop in and say, where is that Army manual for re-education camps in America? Because I want to look that up. And I was like, thank you for wanting to check into what I'm saying. And thank you for caring. Because, you know, an average listener out there, average other talk show host listening, hears me talking about Army gun confiscation drills all over the country and admitting they're training to confiscate guns. Or if I say there's an Army document calling for war with the Tea Party and claiming that the military is making preparations to fight the Tea Party, you know what? I need to back that up. Of course, I did read the headline. It was backed up. We did break the story. It was in several major national newspapers after we reported it, like the Washington Times. But I'm glad people hear something like that and get concerned. Because so many people have such an amazing normalcy bias that they can watch somebody get stabbed. I mean, you see these cases in the news all the time, in front of them on a busy street, and the person falls down and bleeds to death for an hour, and no one helps them. And we have a public that's so self-centered, so domesticated, so soft, so apathetic, that they will sit and watch the society collapse because they're so fat, dumb, and happy until it affects them. But then by the time it affects them, well, their neighbors are just like they are, so it's not affecting them yet. They're not going to stand up for you. And it's a terrible place to be, so isolated, so terribly alone culturally, so atomized politically, exactly as the ruling corrupt monopoly class wanted us to be. The big mega elites that seek to shut down free markets and want to operate through combines and monopolies. And so in the second hour, after I cover some other news and take calls, I will spend a segment or two just going over a spectrum of news that we've covered in the last few months. Leaked Army document outlines plans for re-education camps in America, and I'll give you the Army document, FM3-39.40, Internment Resettlement Operations PDF. I'll get into Army Strategic Shock Report says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest. Army manual outlines plans to kill rioters, demonstrators in America. Warning shots will not be fired. It's a quote. U.S. Army to be used against insurrectionist Tea Party. That's only 2 weeks old. We've got military training for national gun confiscation. This is in public documents, and people are like, oh, well, what's the big deal? Well, they're admitting they're doing this now. So it means they're getting very close to the engineered implosion when the system will then pose as the saviors and bring all this in. Also, I was on Coast to Coast AM to talk about veteran declared mentally defective has gun seized. We've heard about the Brandon Robb case, the Marine Corps sergeant, no criminal record, who mildly criticized the government, thrown in a mental institution. A judge ordered him released. But now we're learning of cases all over the country where they're targeting in a Night of the Long Knives purge against veterans. We'll tell you about that as well. Stay with us.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I don't really try to sit here and bash the police, because the police are a manifestation of the government that we have allowed to be in charge over us, illegitimately. And it's a manifestation of the general rot of the country. Some police forces are constitutional in nature, very professional, and are a big plus in the community. Other police forces are not. The New York police are famously corrupt for hundreds of years and have absolutely turned into a joke. I've talked to police friends of mine that have been up in New York and asked a police officer for directions and been screamed at, "Do I look like a freaking phone book?" The reason I brought it up to one of my friends who's a police officer is because that happened to me, and I've seen it done to other tourists. It's no surprise that the 9 people shot were all shot by police in New York, and it's not even a big news item. And you wouldn't see that with other police forces. You might see 1 bystander shot, but I mean 9. The police just started shooting in all directions. We even have video from several angles of it where they just start spraying, I guess because it was so exciting to get to shoot at somebody who, by the way, had put the gun in the bag. People pointed out he's the one with the gun, and they just began spraying people. And a Fox News reporter saw a woman shot, didn't even help her, you know, walked off. But people are scared. I mean, who could blame her? The point is, I'm not going to talk about that all day, but they're having 30 shootings a day this week in Chicago. One day alone, they had, 2 weeks ago, 35. I've got the numbers here. As many as 15 people a day are dying in Chicago with a total gun ban. Total gun ban in New York. But they had 2 shootings there over people fighting over hot dog stands and vendor corners, because we're in a depression and people are under stress and it's a dirty, hot summer, and that's when you're going to have violence. Now, there's a headline just yesterday, 7 dead, 24 wounded in Chicago. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, imagine the New York police, and they're spinning it like it's no big deal. That's a great example of government becoming large and then becoming the greatest danger to society. We have the University of Hawaii study that says 262 million people were killed by government in non-military actions, non-military casualties in the 20th century. 262 million. It's called democide. Democide. Look it up. It's a term you should learn. They've got you all scared, ready to give your rights up because Bin Laden's so scary, a guy in a dress with a turban. Okay. Meanwhile, he openly works for him, and so does Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. Meanwhile, government, like Thomas Jefferson warned, is the number one threat. It was that way 200 years ago in his day. It's that way today. It's always been that way for anyone that studies history. And here you have the police. It's the same way at Columbine. It actually came out in the news that at Columbine, the police shot a bunch of the kids. That was in the Rocky Mountain News. It was even in the Denver Post. I even had the editor of one of those newspapers on at the time, but it never made national news. And it's just like Prince Harry was really in an orgy, but they spin it and call it naked billiards. And it's the same thing here. The cops really shot the 9 people, but by the time they're done spinning it, they'll say the other guy did it. It just shows how they manipulate things. Okay, let's continue here, because before I get into your calls and give out the number, which I'm going to do right now, I'd like to specifically hear on one of the subjects I've raised. You can bring up other topics, but I mean, will you comment on the gun confiscation drills? Do you want to comment on the system saying they're building up for a collapse? That's now mainstream news. When do you think the collapse is coming? Can it be stopped? What do you expect government to do during this collapse? I want to hear from you on any of these issues. There's a bunch of other ones I haven't even gotten to yet. In fact, let me just hit this news, and then I'll give the number out and go to your phone calls. If you want to understand why we're going into a culture of corruption, You have to understand we've fully converted now from an economy of producers and entrepreneurs and inventors to a system where government and select corporations, through regulations and manipulation, are shutting down their competition and forcing you to buy their products. That's why the insurance companies wrote the healthcare plan. That's why Mitt Romney supported it. That's why he helped write what Obama then created, because he's a big hedge fund guy. This is where the real money's made. Big corporations are almost completely exempt from property taxes, sales taxes, development taxes, hospital district taxes, telecommunications taxes, because all of their alumni from the revolving door of corporations go into government at every level, because that's where the real heist are at. That's why big mega corporations, every time you turn around, are promoting tax increases. Google, Microsoft, they're all promoting right now. This is up at Infowars.com. Here's the Hill newspaper. FCC eyes tax on internet service. Our article, FCC launching giant tax on the internet. And it says AT&T, Google, all of them are promoting it, because it's something you pay that they then use the money to steer the development of the architecture of the web towards systems that they control. And now it gives the FCC jurisdiction over the internet, so they can, again, take that spectrum and hand it off to select interest. That's what Internet 2 is. So this is what we're facing. And if conservatives and constitutionalists and libertarians, who I lean more towards, I mean, you can't put me in a box, except I want freedom. I don't agree with anything, really, the mainline Democrats push. You know, end of sovereignty, end of the family, massive taxes, victim disarmament. But the problem is the Republican leadership, they all go for that as well. Not because the little liberal constituent wants it. They're just useful idiots. It's because the power structure wants it. And what the power structure wants, it tends to get, especially when you've got a dumbed-down TV head population that literally doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. That is a recipe for disaster. The average person doesn't know how government works. The average person doesn't know about all the legalized kickbacks and payoffs that go on. The average person doesn't understand that. They don't understand corporate welfare. They don't understand neo-feudalistic serf systems. And so because of that, they're basically doomed. When we come back, I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to use an example of trying to take my children to Barton Creek to go swimming this morning at Barton Springs, feeding into the Colorado River, and coming face-to-face with tyranny, but also coming face-to-face with a solution to the tyranny. And I'm going to tie it into just one example of a government bureaucrat pulling 10 different paychecks in Illinois. And again, this is par for the course, because we're asleep at the switch. Okay? And I'm going to tie that in to the new big Harvard study admitting fluoride is brain damaging in you and your family. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. All right. I want to talk about boondoggles and then give the phone number out and take your call and break it down. Why are boondoggles so important? Because that's why the system is setting up a tyranny. That's why they're training the police to taser you for no reason, to arrest you if you videotape them in public, to confiscate your firearms. That's why they're openly putting TSA on the highways nationwide. That's why they're training your children to spy on you in the public schools. That's why government from Alabama to California are giving vaccines to children without parental consent and saying, try to stop us when it's illegal. They're just bold, out-of-control dominators setting the precedent that we're absolute slaves. And Katie, bar the door, because they have set up a quadrillion-plus dollar, that's over $1,000 trillion derivatives fraud, and signed us onto it. As I told you 3 years ago when the euro crisis started, I said they would call for a new mega union of Europe with even more power to fully get rid of national sovereignty and raise taxes on little people to pay the debts that their leaders, like Papandreou, former Goldman Sachs executive, had signed Greece onto. 92% of their debt wasn't even theirs. And here's the article out of the Boston Globe today. Germany seeks total euro integration. No more sovereignty. They use money as a way to conquer you. And these powerful interests don't just come in and buy off your federal government or the agencies. They buy off your local governments. And the crime is so outrageous and so ubiquitous now that it's normalized. Take Austin, Texas, where I live, but it's happening all over the country. In the last decade, they've shut down two city-owned utilities that were good, clean-burning coal plants that produced 51% of the nation's power, coal. In Austin, it supplied about half our power, the two they shut down. Now we have to buy it from bigger outside outfits, and our prices have roughly doubled in the last decade. Now they're saying get ready for another doubling. It went up for some people 80% just this year. The average person was about 30%. I mean, any Austinite listening knows they just announced it. And the mayor said it's for the earth. No, it's not. It's for powerful interests like General Electric that were given an executive order, presidential waiver. They don't have to shut down. But everybody else does, so their profits double and triple just like Enron. Enron wrote up this plan in 96. It came out in 2001. Now they're going to shut down one-third of the city's remaining power in a city-owned utility in Fayetteville. There's three plants at one facility. They're shutting one of them down. Modern, nice, good. And the prices will go up. But those that aren't shut down, they're going to make more money. Look, if government could go shut down the other Chevy dealership in your town, what's going to happen for the Chevy dealership that's left? If there's two Chevy dealerships in your town and the government shut down one of them, what happens to the other Chevy dealership? They'll probably double the money they're making. It's real elementary. This is how this robbery is going on. Most robbery isn't a guy in a black mask or in a stocking saying, hands up or I'll blow your brains out. Put the money in the bag. Those are low-level idiots. Real criminals are wearing suits and ties. And they think what they're doing is funny. Now, I haven't even gotten going yet on this. And wait till you see where I'm going. I have a Chicago Tribune article right here I'm going to break down. Okay, my wife, I, my two children, we go to Barton Springs, a nice spring-fed, dammed-up part of Barton Creek, where an underground spring comes out towards the Colorado River. But Austin's so brainwashed, they call it a lake. I mean, it's Lady Bird Lake. It was Lake Austin. It's all part of the... They might as well tell them it's a volcano, and Austinites would think that the river was a volcano. They could tell them it was a flying pig, and they'd say, oh, I was swimming in the flying pig today. I mean, that's just the total delusion, but that's another side issue. They might start calling it a lake of fire next. I mean, you have no idea. It's just... it's total disconnect. We're being inserted into a matrix. The point is, I'm down there... because I can go swim laps, and my wife can swim laps while the kids play. So we're down there about 2 hours, and I pull up, and they've got people out there standing, and there's signs up saying, you now have to pay to park at Zilker Park. Now, before it was only like on special holidays and things. Now it's you're going to pay. So then I go discover, they're like, oh, don't worry, we're about to put meters in 24 hours. The guy said, you better enjoy this. Because there's going to be meters put in. And then I came into the office and saw a local NPR report on it. So this is a park, been there for over 100 years. It's all paid for. It's one of the few things that's good about the town I live in that people love. It's first rate. And you already pay to get in to the springs. You already pay for the food, pay for this and that. You already pay for the roads. There's police there writing tickets left and right. Now you're going to pay... what is it? They say $5 for 2 hours. $5 to go to the park where your kids are having a soccer game or whatever the case is, okay? Now, people say, well, the city's had budget shortfalls. They need to. Really? The city of Austin, last time I checked, gave $15 million in tax incentives to the people. The state of Texas gave $25 million of money, actual money, to build Formula One east of Austin, Texas. And they say, oh, it'll bring jobs here. No, it won't. Just like casinos don't. Just like the billion, $200 million Dallas Cowboys stadium didn't. If you want it, use, build the stinking thing. And then these mobsters couldn't threaten people to not bring it to their town. So they say, who's going to give me the most of your taxpayer money? It is pathetic. And let me give you an example of this. Just last year, the owner of Formula One gave one of his daughters $4 billion, the other one $3 billion. Now, if that was money he made off of a book he wrote or something he did, fine. Because I'm not a class envy guy. But let me tell you something. When I got to pay property taxes that are unbelievably high, or they'll come take my house at gunpoint, and then this guy's exempt from it, and he's exempt from everything else, we have an article we'll put on screen of that. I've got a whole bunch of these articles, and we'll show you these people. Billionaire daughter, Petra Ecclestone, bids for the most expensive home in America. Well, she got it. And the other one, she owns this giant, 40-something thousand square foot thing that has a parking garage for 100 cars and all the rest of it. And her other sister's got the second biggest house in the U.S., and that's just one of their houses. And now I'm told they've even got houses in Austin, Texas. Yeah, with my money. There's the guest house. The guest house is a mansion. Hey, you build your stinking palaces, but not on my dime. You pigs, make me want to throw up. So, we pulled up an article. I have it here on the stack. The city is increasing parking rates citywide. You guess what for? To pay for Formula One. That's right. When I had to shell $5 out to that zit-faced kid today, it's so this pig family got my money! Oh, I literally had to pay $5 to this pig, to this maggot. You have any idea how angry I am right now? And let me tell you, these are the type of people that fund big government and class envy and want to get 50 million Americans on food stamps so they're all dependent, so they have no idea what's going on in the real world. These giant armies of welfare slugs and the rest of them, and they've deindustrialized us so much, a lot of people can't help being on welfare. $22 billion of taxpayer money to move Cadillac, Volt and Cadillac, from General Motors to move it to China. Ooh! Folks, I had some guy about a week ago at a party at my parents' house. Not even a party, some friends over, go, I've been listening to you for years. Is all you really are angry? Is that fake? Yeah, man, it's fake. I still got a pulse. When I got to pay $5 and then I find out it's to go to Formula One, you bet I'm mad. You bet I'm mad. You bet I'm mad. My family's been going to those springs since this city was founded. And now I got to pay money. And they're raising rates all over the city to park so they can give your money to these pigs. Now, wait, there's more when we get back. Because it's not just the big multi-billionaires that are giving, you know, oh, honey, here's $4 billion to my oldest daughter. Now, the other sweetie pie, you only get $3 billion. And you learn almost all his money, all over Europe, same deal. Every track gets paid for and he gets the profit, and I get to pay for his pig family of parasite maggots.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So I want to open the phones up with your stories of government boondoggles, where government takes your money and gives it to somebody else, a insider who's paying for their campaign or who has hired their son or their daughter. And now, because these criminals want everything, they want to just keep raising and raising taxes. AT&T and Google are lobbying the federal government to have the FCC be able to tax the internet and tax internet service so money can then be given to them to develop internet projects for the public. Just like the government gives free laptops to kids, which aren't free, taxpayers paid for them. I hear it all the time on the news. We're getting more free federal money. In fact, talk radio across the country, it seems like news talk stations, that's all they do is, let's go to break now and hear the news. Oh, the city got $10 million of free federal money. No, you didn't. They took your money and sent 30-something cents back. I'm so tired of hearing cops on the news going, yes, we did shoot 9 civilians in New York. You're a civilian, too. We're not in an occupied country. I guess we really are. But you're as civilian as well. It's the government is the official, and we are the civilian. I mean, this is a takeover. This is a takeover. And people hear about this, and they're like, I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to deal with it. I want to be lazy. That's why you don't have a job. That's why you don't have a future. I know you have your trendiness, but it's not going to take care of you, you know, when you have children. It's not going to take care of you when you get bone cancer from the sodium fluoride in the water. In fact, I've got more articles on that. I'm going to be getting into more major studies, not just the Harvard study, about how fluoride is causing a 7-fold increase in bone cancer and many other cancers and reducing IQs. And then I just think back to how, where I live, again, you're listening nationwide, same story in your town. We're paying over $1 million a year for the fluoride, and it's not even fluoride. It's not even sodium fluoride. It's this type of acid that's even more toxic, filled with mercury, lead, and all these other chemicals that would be toxic waste that the phosphate company they buy it from in Florida would have to pay to dump or pay to store. Instead, you pay for toxic waste, the byproduct of the fertilizer mines where they mine the limestone to get the fertilizer. This is the stuff that'll kill the plants. But hey, we'll just put it in the water and your city council will pay for it. And if you bring in a scientist into your city council, or even if it's in Harvard Medical Journal, they don't care. They will then laugh at you because it's all so funny. It's all funny because they're basically a bunch of bank robbers. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have the daughter of the British billionaire buying the most expensive home in the United States. Again, daddy gave her $4 billion just as a present. And, I mean, who can blame him? He's built, what is it, over 50 tracks in Europe and other areas, and the government always pays for it. We've got an article up there about how she bid for it, but I'm going to show you the article here where she got the house. She got the house. Again, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're showing these articles. Now, continuing here, thought I'd just go over a few more of these to explain how this system works. Texas taxpayers finance Formula One auto race as school dismisses teachers. Bloomberg. State money in play for Formula One. $29 million in tax revenue. Here's another one. U.S. Grand Prix funding dispute rumbles on, but they got the deal. They didn't care. Questions about F1 tax money could lead to changes, affect other major events. And it just goes on and on and on, just like Solandra and the $566 million of your taxpayer money that went and they never built anything. That's just how these scams work. Now, I thought I would move on. Just to some other Texas news to keep it local here. Property taxes in Texas up nearly 200% over the past two decades, Comptroller says. Even when the housing market goes down, the price of your house on the property taxes goes up because you don't really own the house. The government does. I want your take on all this. When is enough enough? Do you like the $40+ trillion of your taxpayer money in the U.S. alone, but it's similar numbers in Europe, that were given to prop up the mega banks who are too big to fail, and then the media spun the whole report, spun the whole thing to say that, oh, lazy people, this is your national debt. Well, yeah, it's our national debt because they signed us on to the banker's debt. If you think it's bad to have this woman getting $4 billion a year from daddy of taxpayer money, most of it, that's where he made his money across the world, is in these shyster deals. You think that's bad? That's nothing. That's where it all comes from. And that's why they want a police state in place. So you can't stop them. Another report here. Looking for a good job? Don't get your hopes up. It goes over the fact that not only is unemployment really over 20% nationwide, but if you look at the real roles, but the jobs are cruddy jobs. Yeah, because it's a plan. It's a plan. The globalists said they want to deindustrialize America. Now, here's a Porter Stansberry article that was published in our new newspaper that 90,000 copies went out. It sold out in 2 days. InfoWars Magazine, September issue. You can still sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we'll send you out a free copy tomorrow along with a regular news alert. We'll send you a digital copy of the new magazine. You can flip it, flip through it, you know, click on links and things. But Porter Stansbury, great researcher and economist, wrote an article, and I saw this and went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was in the Chicago Tribune. He wrote, "Welcome to Corruption USA." And in one section, he talks about how people like Corzine and others can steal billions and not get in trouble with MF Global. But then he gives an example of how they're teamed up with government, and this explains it all. And I want to get your take on this. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, let me add that. We do that at least once a week to give people a chance to get involved on air. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, please honor that. The man with 10 jobs. Bellwood, Illinois is a small, mostly black residential suburb of about 20,000 people located south of O'Hare Airport. It's about a 15-mile commute straight east to downtown Chicago. It's in a very poor area. The median salary in Bellwood is $57,000 a year, according to a recent census report. When I did a recent search on the Zillow real estate website, I found just over 300 houses listed for sale in Bellwood right now. Just one of the homes is listed at a price higher than $200,000, and only 12 are listed above $100,000. In other words, this is not a particularly wealthy place. Yeah, it's poor. But the little town of Bellwood made news recently when a story came out in the Chicago Tribune about a local white official named Roy McCampbell. You see, for running this little suburb west of Chicago, Mr. Campbell made an astonishing amount of money. In his final year before retirement, Mr. Campbell pulled in a whopping $472,225. How did he make so much, much more than any other municipal executive in the entire state of Illinois? Well, according to Mr. Campbell, he did the work of 10 people for Bellwood. This is great, comically, really. Let me show you a list of the jobs that Mr. Campbell claims to have done. Comptroller, administrator, public safety CEO, finance director, budget director, human resources director, mayoral assistant, corporation counsel, property commission director, and development corporation officer. But hold on, it gets better. As part of his contract, McCampbell was allowed 5 months, that's before vacation, worth of sick days each year, starting in May of 2008. He's had 4 years of this. Yes, you read that correctly. He got 5 months worth of sick days every single year. And because it's completely impossible for anyone to take 5 months of sick days in a year, especially when you're going doing the jobs of 10 people, Mr. McCampbell was able to get paid for many of the sick days he never took. So that brought his salary, according to records, up to close to $1 million a year, or right at $500,000 a year with added pay. When asked about his pay, McCampbell told the Tribune, "I didn't hold a gun to anybody's head to get this. I'm not trying to do anything bad." What kind of world do we live in where either this guy or any other local officials who approved of this contract see the problem of the situation? And then he goes on, it gets even worse from there. Okay, that article is in the magazine right now. You can read the whole thing at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in. That's it. No name and whatever. And boom, we'll send you this and a lot more if you want to read that full story in the e-version. Sorry, the 90,000 copies, 50,000 on the streets of Austin, 40,000 we printed. The 40,000 sold out in 36 hours. All right, second hour coming up. Yeah, people are hungry for truth. And see, we don't force you to buy our products like government does the barrel of a gun. You just support us because of free association.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to take about 45 minutes of calls. The last segment, I'm going to get into the FEMA camp documents and how this ties together with targeting veterans across the United States. And I was reading this really powerful article by Porter Stansbury. And he was going over examples of just incredible boondoggles. The man with 10 jobs getting $500,000 a year. When asked about his pay, Mr. McCampbell told the Tribune, "I didn't hold a gun to anybody's head. No, you just put fluoride in their water so they'd be mentally retarded. To get this, I'm not trying to do anything bad. What kind of world do we live in where neither this guy nor any of the other local officials who approved of the contract see a problem with the situation? And wait, there's still more. McCampbell also was given a free car and free gas, all paid for by taxpayers, who also covered the premiums for health and life insurance, as well as his pension contribution. Asked by the Tribune if he ever felt like he was being overpaid, McCampbell told the newspaper, "I truly didn't." And to top it all off, taxpayers are still not done paying McCampbell. Because of salary bumps, bonuses, and cashing out of his unpaid sick leave, McCampbell was able to dramatically increase his final year's pay, which in turn gives him a pension estimate to be as high as $264,000 a year. McCampbell, who was 55 years old when he retired, could eventually live another 30 years or more, which could make his inflated pension worth $8 million. And don't forget, he didn't contribute a single penny towards his pension. That was also covered by taxpayers. Unfortunately, in America today, there are Roy McCampbells in every state, town, municipality, and in every level of government. And it goes on. Right over here, it's got the $5 million toll booth worker. I mean, it's a big article. We got into just a few little areas of it. And this is why government is so arrogant. This is why they don't care. This is why all their minions have such hate for us and enjoy oppressing us. And why the TSA, you know, goes bobbing for apples in your underwear. It's because they want to let you know that you're going to line up and they're going to put their hands on you. They're going to get in your space because they know they're criminals and they know they're going to suck off of you. And they want to shut down the economy as fast as they can so that whatever money's left, you'll grovel for from them. This is why they want to wreck the land of milk and honey. This is why they want to butcher society. They know what they're doing. And I went and got the guys lunch today, or a late afternoon lunch, as a surprise. There's a little soup place that has soup and grilled cheeses and stuff on South Lamar. And there were stacks of, was like three or four left of InfoWars magazine. It's in 3 or 4 days on the street. We beta tested in Austin. 50,000 copies were put out. Again, 40,000 sold out in just a few hours, a day and a half or so at InfoWars.com. But the point is that that's being shipped out to everybody right now starting Monday. But the reason I get into this is I'm sitting there waiting 10 minutes while they cook the 5 sandwiches and everything and get it ready. And I'm sitting there in the shade outside reading my own magazine / newspaper. And I watch people walk up and go, "Ooh, Alex Jones, man, cool. Glad there's some left. Oh, yeah, cool." And I'm sitting there, and nobody recognizes me because I'm sitting kind of on the corner. And then these two trendies come up, and they go, "What's this? Ooh, that's Alex Jones, InfoWars. Oh, man, that's bad." In fact, what do you say exactly? He's like, "Ooh, that's not good. Ooh." As if, oh, my gosh, it's not good that I have a magazine. And I wasn't sure he meant that I was bad until he saw me sitting there and went, "Oh," and turned around to his girlfriend and was like, that's him. Oh, my gosh, he's so crazy. And when I drove off, they were out there with hula hoops, because I guess they have a little trendy area right there. And they were doing hula hooping and acting like children, which is fine. But the issue is, I can't imagine that guy in hard times if all this stuff unfolds. Where I'm here covering all these real issues, and they've been instinctively taught, if anybody says, "Hey, we should be informed, we should be involved," they're like, "Ooh, that's a nasty bad man. You know, get away from me, you're evil. Oh, he's got a magazine. Oh.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, every trendy knows that there's no such thing as a private Federal Reserve, there's no world government, and fluoride is good for your brain. Evil conspiracy theorists say that. Of course, that's causing people a problem now when all over the news they're announcing, oh, a global government has been set up and six banks run it, and they're going to raise your taxes to pay off debts they created. But the police are watching you if you don't like it. So we've gone from world government doesn't exist to world government is here. And there are literally thousands of studies since the 20s that fluoride added to water increases cancer and also creates lethargy and lower IQs. Here's Fox News. Fluoride in drinking water hurting your brain. Here's Reuters. The reason I talk about this is it just came out a few weeks ago. And I actually had somebody today, one person also laugh at me on the street. When I was at the park and say, oh, it's the guy that thinks they put fluoride in the water. Not only am I wrong to think it's bad for me, thinking there's fluoride in the water doesn't exist. You have to understand. Harvard study finds fluoride lowers IQ, published in Federal Government Journal. That's Reuters. Here is a bunch of other reports on it. Natural Society breaking major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride IQ reduction, massive reductions, long-term use as much as 20 IQ points off the. So if your child would have had 100, they're going to be an 80, which is a low-grade moron, nearly retarded. If you would have been 140, you'll be 120. 140 is genius. So, hey, but I understand. People that have been drinking fluoride go, listen to the funny man. He said the fluoride in there. Okay, fine. Listen. Okay, I understand. I'm the bad man. I would have had 160 IQ. I only got 140. I grew up in Dallas drinking fluoride water so strong and make your head spin. Tasted like gasoline. I didn't know about fluoride when I was a kid. I just knew I got sick when I drank tap water. And always loved it when I could get a hold of spring water. You know, I played sports, you name it, and I learned to dread tap water. I learned to dread brushing my teeth because it gave me a headache. My dad was a dentist, is a dentist. So there you go. Doesn't matter how. Harvard says they looked at more than a dozen. Yeah, it's actually 20-plus studies of major scientific groups and universities and found it does lower IQ. They've done city-by-city comparisons. Oh, but again, I've been sent videos all over the U.S. You've seen them. They're all over YouTube. I've seen it here in Austin when I've had Dr. Connick go speak at the city council, preeminent toxicologist, university professor. I can have Dr. Blaylock, and be a brain surgeon, come out. You can send them to the city council where I live, and it's indicative of other cities, and sit there and present it, and the mayor will laugh or walk off. We're paying for a toxic waste over $1,200,000 a year. I've shown the bills here on air. For a toxic waste, they'd have to pay in Florida to store. Instead, they put it in our drinking water. And it's funny. Hey, Formula One makes billions. We shouldn't have to pay for this. Ha, ha, ha. I'm laughing at you. And all the trendies, when they laugh, go, ha, 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 and laugh with them. So this is what is happening. And no wonder the Russians, Lenin and Stalin in the 20s and 30s, on record, it's in Pulitzer Prize winning two different books. And then the Nazis picked it up from them when they were sharing stuff during the Soviet / Nazi pact when they divided up Poland. That if you put 3 parts per million fluoride in the water, it created docile people who were not very smart. Now, that's to get somebody in just a few months who's in your camp. If you give somebody 1.5 parts per million like they do in the U.S., and you do it over a few years, it builds up in the synapse, in the pineal gland, in the pituitary, well, everywhere. And that's why you can't get upset. That's why you're giggling and drooling right now, and it's funny time. And listen to the funny man. I'm going to go watch preseason football. You were hit by a chemical lobotomy, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. But those of us that are still able to operate through this fog, we have a right to sue, you name it, these cities that are not removing this, when it's literally thousands of medical journals, okay? Now, I said I'd go to your calls. The point is, you want to wonder why the government wants tyranny? Because it's run by special interests that are robbing us from every different angle you can imagine. The fluoride is a scam. They make us pay to be poisoned. You have to, now they're announcing all over the city where I live, they're going to put up in parks and in parking lots and everywhere else meters to help pay for the Formula One. I mean, it's all a scam. It's all a fraud. They got Tim, John, Eric, Skip, Alan, Dean, Jeff, Scott, Aaron, John, Alexander, Scott, and others. And let's do this. Let's start at the bottom and go to the top. We always start at the top and go to the bottom. This is Helter Skelter. When we get to the bottom, we go to the top again. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing?
You're on the air worldwide, sir. Can you talk?
Hey, Alex.
Do you have energy?
Yes, I do.
Hit me hard.
It keeps coming out more and more. They're picking up their pace against us. And we, the American people, those that are waking people up, we have to step it up, like you said. I have banners. I probably have 13 banners sitting here right now. And I've made my own business cards of InfoWars, and I've been passing those out, too.
Well, Scott, you're awesome. I'm sorry if I sounded irritating at the beginning of the call. I'm very, very angry about all this. And it makes me very upset that we have a technocratic elite. There's an article on InfoWars.com today where they have all these top scientists openly saying they want a world government to carry out our extermination. Well, they're already exterminating us. Cancer viruses in the vaccines, fluoride in the water, and I'm sick of it. I'm a bad man, though, because I don't like being poisoned.
Well, I'm a bad man because I tell my family, don't consume fluoride, don't consume fluoride. But even though they look at me strange, they're starting to come around. And the thing that got me last week is that judge in Texas there in Lubbock County where King of the Hill, Peggy's from, is how he said he's getting ready. And it made me stop. I mow lawns for a living. It made me stop, and I started to shed a tear for this country because we now have credible people coming out and saying Obama's bad news. And he's what can I say, Alex? What can I say?
No, you're absolutely right. And for those that don't know, our military was told last year and this year on C-SPAN in the Armed Services Committees, we have the clips, we played them ad nauseum, that NATO and the UN commands our military and that Congress isn't over our military. That is red alert high treason. We're following UN edicts for Obama to shut down power plants. Congress didn't pass that law. We are under, look, they're appointing presidents in places like Italy and Greece right now that are former Goldman Sachs heads. God bless you. Keep it up, brother. We're going to go to break, and I promise, try to go to calls quick when we come back. But let me take you out to break with the county judge. That's the, you know, like the mayor of the county out in Lubbock on local Fox saying we got to get ready for the government to be handed over to the UN. Here it is.
Judge Head says he and the county must be prepared for many contingencies, one that he particularly fears if President Obama is reelected.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, right.
Okay?
I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if mm-hmm. the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carriers and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already
asked him,
are you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Yeah, the sheriff's going to back him. But here's the deal. It isn't going to be Obama. Obama's a puppet. It'll be our military, but taking UN orders. It already is. I mean, do I need to come back from break and play you the clips in the Senate Armed Services and House Armed Services? This went on for 3 months where they would come back and they'd say, now, you're going to admit Congress makes war, Congress declares war, Congress has the purse, you got to go to Congress. Nope, we get NATO authorization. Yeah, but you got to come to Congress. They don't go to Congress now for anything. And Congress sits there and takes it. So it is up to the states in nullification, 10th Amendment, to say no to this. But, folks, this is a world government. Should I play the clip on CNBC where they say we've been conquered by world government? Look, here's what drives me crazy. I've been awake for about 19 years. I've been on air for 17. I've been reading the globalist documents that are public. They think you're stupid, so they just admit their whole plan. It is beyond wicked. It is so massive and calculated and diabolical, and it manipulates and controls through corruption, through the unlimited currency and credit that the globalists can create, all of it fiat, counterfeit garbage. It is a empire run by larcenous con men, waging war against reality and against independence, because they're criminals. They want you living on their global plantation. They want neo-serfdom. And there's just a lot of examples of this and a lot of different areas to this. But I remember growing up, but now every time I catch cartoons on television, whether it's stuff like Captain Planet, you name it, it's always the UN that defeats the aliens that are invading. It's always the global government on Star Trek. It's always the UN that are the good guys, and the evil Texan is the bad guys in a new ABC news show they've got that they're developing called Founding Fathers, where the bad guys are evil gun-owning veterans and Texans. And you turn on television and you see these messages. Miss America praises the UN. You got to win. All the toys, I've shown this over and over again. I've gone to the toy store and shown it and done reports, say UN peacekeeper, global peacekeeper. We're all just being prepared. Obama became the first sitting president to be the head of the UN Security Council. Violates Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. And it's everywhere. We're sold this idea that the UN is going to be our savior, when really it was set up by the globalists to take over our sovereignty. And so there's all this conditioning. I remember learning 15 years ago from ROTC students, people that are training to be military officers in college, in San Antonio, that they were training to take on militias in their ROTC drills when they would go out in the woods and things. They weren't training to fight Al-Qaeda. They weren't training to fight the Ruskies or the Chi-Coms. They were training to fight conservatives and libertarians. Well, now I've got the reports right here. We're going to cover them later. It's big national news. The Army is training to take on the Tea Party. Well, yeah, I mean, I went to urban warfare drills 13 years ago. It's in my film Police State 2000. And there is the military, the Marines, with foreign troops, with role players, and they let me videotape it. And the role players are, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gun? At a gun shop. And then you saw the troops taking guns in Katrina, going into high and dry areas, people in their own homes with their own generators and taking them. This is the mission. Everywhere the globalists get control, they take the guns. This is happening. And now the trendies are like, I want the UN to run things, Alex. Really? You know what the UN does worldwide? The trail of death and enslavement and child kidnapping that happens and sex slavery in the wake of these scum? I make it my business to study this 24/7. And they're taking over. Global government is taking place right now. It's admitted. In our new magazine, InfoWars Magazine, we've got a big article in here. It's one of the cover stories. Bankers declare that they've captured America. And they admit they've engineered the economic collapse. That's what's so frustrating, is they brag about all this. They think it's funny. They think you're idiots. They think you're morons. I'm going to go to your calls. I was trying to find that article. It goes over the whole thing. It's hard to be an awake person and have the globals rubbing our face in it and then watching the general public poisoned on fluoride and aspartame and MSG running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, it's hard to watch cancer rates 10,000+% in children, diabetes up 3,000+% type 2, general cancer up over 2,000%. I mean, they're killing us. And then to have the documents where they designed it all and to know that I see these fathers with their children who are all triathletes and Mr. Tough Guy, or, you know, who are really good at business, but they're like, oh, I'm not getting into government corruption. That's not how you get ahead. There's no future because none of you will do anything about this. You just want to go play golf and act cool and act manly. And so we have no future because you won't face it when it's in your face. But there are people like that county judge in Lubbock that knows what's going on, are starting to figure it out. And so our only hope is as things get worse and worse, I wish they wouldn't get worse, but as they get worse, people are going to remember what we told them. Let's go to Alexander in Texas. You're on the air, Alexander. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great show this afternoon. You know, those guys might have been great triathletes or very smart people, but could they hula hoop? That's the big question, I guess, to ask.
Yes.
I do have one to knock your socks off here today. I literally fell out of my chair this afternoon at the bottom of the first hour of your transmission. The local affiliate, KLJ in Austin, when they went to local news, they covered a story on West Nile. And I was listening to the, kind of halfway listening to the story as they were talking through it. Well, they start talking about how before the horse vaccine was brought in, they had, I think it was 17,000 cases last year or the year before of West Nile in horses. And they said once the vaccine was introduced, whenever it was last year or the year before, those cases dropped to 14 total. And then I said, well, okay, no big deal, whatever.
But it's like an advertisement for vaccines, yeah.
Well, the story ends off with this, and this is what really knocked me out of my chair. It said research on, and the price of the vaccine was around $25. And they had a rancher on there interviewing. And then at the very, very tail end of the story, they say research on the human version of the vaccine was halted due to low profit margins. I said, what?
Amazing. It's just amazing. You know what's crazy? A lot of these animal vaccines actually work because they're not designed to kill the animals. I mean, take veterinary medicine. They're there to get the animal well as quickly as possible. That's why it's all nutritional based. When we're dealing with herd medicine, not pet medicine. That's all big scam where they charge you 5-10 times what they should. Some of the wealthiest local people out there are that I know are, you know, veterinarians that charge 10 times what they should. But people in herd medicine, where I've worked for a large animal vet off and on over a 3-year period, on the summers, then one time for part of a year. It's all about just getting them well as quickly as possible. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Alexander. Let's talk to John in Denver. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you.
Honor to talk to you.
As a man of faith, I actually think of you as a prophet. But that's not the reason I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is because I am from Chesterfield, Virginia, and I was scooped up as a veteran for cleaning a gun on my back porch, and the SWAT team of Chesterfield County came down on me. By the way, the Chesterfield County Police Department is probably as corrupt as the New York Police Department.
All right, let me stop you right there. We're going to break. I'm going to come back and recap this. We have the case that made AP, Reuters, Fox News, you name it, that pretty much broke on this show. He is one of our listeners. We've had his lawyer on. He is going to be on next week. He's Brandon Robb, Marine Corps Sergeant, honorably discharged, no criminal record, no psych record. He said he didn't like Obama, so the Chesterfield Police Department came and arrested him, said they were going to commit him for life, basically, over his comments, but we're going to break that down. They're arresting veterans everywhere. Last Thursday, a Marine Corps veteran who was there in a county of Virginia was basically kidnapped extrajudicially. They just came and grabbed him at his house, took him to a mental institution, and said, we're going to take your guns and your freedom's over for criticizing the president. And we've played you clips from the news where they had police get on the news in Missouri and say, you will not criticize Obama or you will be arrested. That is lying about Obama to criticize him. If you're a new listener, I'm not kidding. I've played the clip 20 times. It's unbelievable. You can just type in Obama Truth Squads and you'll see the newscast online. They have them all over the country. And it shows these are authoritarians. You've heard the school teacher tell the kids you can't criticize Obama or you'll be arrested. And the school reinstated her. They said, that's right. This is a good thing. I mean, that's who these people are. They're robbing everything. And they want control of the society. Now, we had a caller who called in and said he lived in the same county there in Virginia. And what's funny is I had the head of the Rutherford Institute, the lawyer of the Marine. I had him on Thursday and Friday. And he said he talked to the local newspaper in Chesterfield who was shocked and said, John Whitehead, and he said, the reporter was blown away because he found out in the last month, 20 people, a bunch of them veterans, had all been grabbed for no reason as well and thrown in the mental institution. And some of them disappeared. And folks, these are like veterans with no criminal record who never even had a file in the military. And now we've learned all over the country, in Pennsylvania, you name it, it's happening. I had a talk show host on Wednesday who's popular, a Christian talk show, who criticized and said the government's, you know, collapsing things by design. We need to get ready. Well, that's what the cover of my new magazine says. Am I going to be arrested? They came, took him, locked him up for weeks until he agreed to sign an agreement that he was mentally ill. Sounds like North Korean prison or something, and would turn his guns in and never own one again. No judge, no jury. It's outside the system. And then this caller calls in and says, I was cleaning my gun on my porch. Folks, you clean your gun on your porch so that it doesn't get the house dirty. All over the nation, I'm a news hound, I have seen hundreds of reports in Massachusetts and places like that, where even in rural areas, a guy will skin a buck in his backyard and the neighbors call the police and they go to jail for disorderly conduct. In an area that's on the edge of town, that's been, you know, built up, but still on the edge of town. People are getting arrested who live in counties where it's legal to shoot guns on their property. Their neighbors don't like it. Cops come. But I see articles all the time. It's always the same. Man arrested for arsenal. And the state, I'll look it up, and it doesn't have an arsenal law. 11 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo were taken from Korean War veteran, you know, John Smith. His guns were taken and he's being charged. You wonder, what's he being charged with? And because the neighbors see them putting a rifle in their car to go to the range or cleaning a gun in their garage, it's always the same. Or the cable company repair person saw the cache of weapons. J.T. Coyote, who writes for Infowars.com. Real name something Travis. The point is, it was in the news. He was trying to sell his house. He had a reloading kit in his garage. The realtors thought it was bomb-making equipment, and he got SWAT teamed. So this is the new Stasi state we live in, okay? Where these weird jellyfish nobodies that literally couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag hate those of us that know how to use a gun, especially veterans. I mean, they hate you. That's why Homeland Security says you're the number one enemy. You are the new Al-Qaeda, more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. You are what Homeland Security's for, because they know you're the only people that aren't in a jellyfish trance who won't go along with the world government. They hate you. You're the enemy. The whole thing's for you. I'm sorry I'm ranting. John in Denver, I'm going to hurry now. Go ahead and finish your point. We'll go to everybody else.
Thank you, Alex.
Tell folks what happened to you. Start over. Tell people.
Well, I was out on my back patio cleaning a gun, and a neighbor obviously saw me back there, called 911, and when the SWAT team came around the house, there must have been 20 or 30 of them, and my wife was actually sitting on my lap when they came around the house, and the gun was on the table, and they came in fully loaded and ready for bear, and I looked up and I said, what are you guys doing here? And the next thing I know, I had handcuffs on. I was told I wasn't being arrested, but I was carried off to one of the local police stations in Chesterfield County where I had to be psychologically evaluated. The whole time.
So it wasn't enough to, I mean, I would imagine as they're putting cuffs, you said, I was just cleaning my gun.
Yeah, well. The point was is that I get there and this psychiatrist comes in, and I was sober, I was calm, I wasn't upset, and I'm looking at him and he's asking me questions, and I ask him, "Do you ever watch Western movies?" And he said, "Yes," and I said, "Well, a friend of mine in Denver suggested a long time ago to me that if I were to watch a Western with a single-shot Western-style pistol in my lap or a Winchester-type rifle, that I would enjoy the movie more." And I did. Now, what was really crazy was that while I was being interviewed by this psychiatrist, the police went through my house and ransacked it and confiscated all my weapons. And when the dust settled and the smoke cleared, I was missing six ammo cans, a 12-gauge shotgun, and 9mm rounds, and they had taken all my weapons. And I was allowed to go and claim them the next day, but now they're all registered in the county.
Listen. Veterans are on file. You're the enemy. This whole thing is a foreign takeover. So, of course, if you're a foreign banking takeover, the enemy is the troops. And you do their dirty work, but then you're the enemy later. So when you heard about this, though, did you hear Whitehead, the lawyer on the show, where he said they're rounding veterans up in that county? And they're rounding them up everywhere.
I've been listening to you for years, Alex, and I appreciate what you do. I wish everybody could wake up to you. Those that I talked to, I think one of your callers in the last week or so suggested that you give us some advice as to how to talk to people who are asleep, because the minute I mention your name, I get resistance from people. And anyway, the close of
you know
the
why you get was, resistance? That, well, I mean, that's because they know my name and they're afraid. They feel powerless. And so when they hear it, they're like, I don't want to hear about it. But as things get worse, they will be forced to wake up. I got to jump, but very interesting story. Let's go to Tim in Pensacola, Florida, then John in Chicago and others. Tim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks a lot. I'm a long-time listener here in Pensacola. I go back to the old WVTJ days.
Oh, here. Yeah. Great station.
Yeah, back one of your first AM stations here in Florida. You asked for calls on some of the rip-off government boondoggles.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody actually called in on the topic. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to take it to an area where I think one of the greatest government boondoggles is the amount of money that we're paying in foreign aid to all of these region-building projects where we're building government infrastructures around the world.
Yeah, it's over $300 billion a year, and I say take it away from everybody. Hey, don't take my house for the IRS so you can give $3 billion to Egypt. No, no. Get rid of it.
That's right, and I don't call it nation-building, Alex, and there's a lot of information on the Internet as well on this. It should be called region-building, because what we're doing is, you're familiar with the TAPI pipeline that's going to go through
Africa. Yeah, stay there. Come back and finish your point, and then we'll get to John, Eric, Skip, Dean, Jeff, and Scott. I want to get everybody. I'll mention a few of the FEMA camp document numbers as well. But no. America's been taken over. Now the globalists exploit us to destroy other sovereign nations under the name of humanitarianism to create poverty and to break things into regions. And that's all admitted. I mean, that's not even debated. They just think you're so stupid, you won't go read all the UN documents.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is so frustrating to see people and their normalcy bias. And normalcy bias is where you just get conditioned to put up with anything. To the point of, you know, you let the Nazis take your neighbor away and it's no big deal because, well, they've been doing it incrementally. Or, oh, I'm going to let the TSA take my 5-year-old behind closed doors now. Not only is it groping in front of you, now it's groping privately. And, oh, so what if nationwide it turns out they're hiring convicted perverts and robbers and bank robbers to work at the TSA. It's okay. It's the government. They're trying to condition you and break your will. I'll have to get more tomorrow into all of our articles I mentioned because I want to go to these calls dealing with the army being taught that their enemy is the Tea Party and they're preparing for war with the Tea Party. That's even again in the Washington Times. The civilian inmate labor camp program, the re-education camp program, the Army admits, FM 3-39.40, internment resettlement operations, talks about our Social Security numbers, how to process us in for political re-education. This is a very bad government, and it knows that it's trying to get the military to engage in treason, and those that won't are going to be the new enemy. Just like in France, if your country was occupied by the Nazis and you didn't serve the Nazis, you were a bad guy. Well, we're the bad guys. Those of us that aren't dumb, those of us that aren't idiots, those of us that are informed, those of us that aren't completely brain damaged by the fluoride, we're the bad men. Tim in Pensacola, finish your story about a boondoggle. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Alex. I wanted to use this region-building concept to get into, just for a second, get into an area where I think you and I thought we had a little bit of a disagreement, maybe not. But do you remember the, I'm sure you do, the New York Times op-ed that Henry Kissinger wrote just after Obama was elected? It was called The Chance for a New World Order. And in that op-ed, he gave one of the greatest examples of Hegelian dialectic that I've ever seen. He said in that article that we have two options. We now is the time, we mean the globalists, that we need to seize this opportunity for a world global regulatory system. And if we don't do this, he said, we have to shrink back to a more manageable size units. And then he went on to refer to regional units. And this is where I know,
you're just missing. I mean, you're missing the forest for the trees. They want mega regions that actually have the government power, and then the old national regions are broken into sub mini states along racial, religious, and ethnic lines that the globalists then stir up and keep stirred up, and then the globalists play the part of referee. So it's 10 mega regions. This is a public plan with breakups into 3 to 5 to 7 regions per area along other lines as macro and mini states.
I think we're on the same page. It's just semantics. I agree with you. 10 mega regions, and eventually they want to go to the trilateral and the one system, but it's the 10 regions. And the reason I say that is because they're building these infrastructures in these 10 regions now, and those 10 regions are in existence now. They all have names.
No, it's all official, and then they know the public's dumbed down, so they go, that doesn't exist. They teach police there's no world government run by megabanks. Anyone that says it wants to kill you. These are cop killers. They teach them that. Meanwhile, it's on the news, world government being established by foreign banks. Thank goodness they rule us. Got to jump, Tim. I mean, it's just crazy. We've been occupied. They're mopping up right now. We've still got a First Amendment. Now the FCC... here's the Drudge Report headline, Power Grab, FCC Seeks to Tax Internet Service. Kurt Nemo's got an in-depth article at Infowars.com on that. John in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Everything you've been talking about exactly has been predicted by John Coleman. You know, UN takeover, everybody's going to love
Yeah, he was in order. MI6, and I want to get John Coleman back on. Did we try to get John Coleman back on? Yeah, let's get John Coleman, the Brit, the author, back on.
In Chicago, you know that there are, on the trains, about 7 cameras on, like, every single train.
And they now have TSA searching your bags on the roads and the bus terminals, yep.
I was talking to someone yesterday, and he told me that he wants there to be no countries. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think that would mean, no countries?
Well, you'll still have countries at the football games and things like that, but it's just a shell name for fake patriotism. But no countries means big mega banks doing whatever they want, taking over and jacking up your prices and shutting down competition. That is the new world order. I appreciate your call, John. Eric in Texas, you're on the air.
Howdy, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
This is the Alex Gator radio show, I presume.
I'm missing what you're saying there, Eric.
I'm just joking. Anyway, there's some good solutions out there, especially on the energy front. And one is the Geetsville processor, who saw an interview on Prison Planet, and then the space power generator from Tawari out of India.
Send me an email on it. We're not really talking about alternative energy right now, but I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Skip in New York. Skip, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I've been listening for a few years. I don't pop up very often. I've given some news tips to you. This might be a little bit off subject, but three and a half weeks ago, I heard a small blurb on a news broadcast, and that's the only thing I heard, that down in Georgia, the state house is voting on using guillotines as an alternative for capital punishment. And the premise that they're using is it will leave your organs in better condition to harvest them.
Yeah, I know. I've seen different state governments talking about that as well. And, remember, states like Arkansas under Bill Clinton who claims he loves gay people so much, he, for decades, when he was governor and then after he was governor, they would knowingly sell blood to Bayer filled with HIV and hepatitis, and Bayer knew, and they would ship it out to the hemophiliacs. I mean, these are just, these are the psychopaths who have absolutely no value for human life. Thank you for the call. Dean in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to touch on the taxation subject. Why wouldn't we maybe call out every taxation agent for who they are, like their name, where they live, what they did to us particularly, and all the way down from, let's say, the guy that writes you a ticket on the street to Timothy Geithner. I mean, if we really...
Yeah, we need to get aggressive. Government has gotten aggressive because it's stealing us blind, it's corrupt, and it wants to get rid of freedom because freedom and due process holds them accountable. Governments always want tyranny. And it is time to start pointing out, you want to charge me to go in a park that's been free forever, and then they admit so they can pay for the Formula One track for some guy that's so rich, ripping people off, he gave his daughter $4 billion last year as a gift? No! I am sick of your corporate welfare. I am sick of it. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I kind of agree. So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't we, as a whole, as a collective, set up something maybe at the end of their road?
Sir, look, it just takes you getting aggressive yourself. I can't organize it. It takes people like our forebears did, recognizing we got a bunch of slugs. Did you know George Washington, if you weren't an insider of the government, wasn't even allowed when they went out and cut down trees and set up good farmland, that the British aristocracy would take that land? They would only let you sell it to them for nothing, that you couldn't finish products and sell it to England or Europe. You had to send away to England to get your carriage or get your clothes and pay 20 times what it was worth. It was a monopoly. Our whole war to set up this country was about a bunch of pig insider monopoly people. That's the American system is against that. And now we've gone right back to it. Let's jam in one more call. We'll try two more real fast. Jeff in Texas, then Scott in New York. Go ahead, Jeff.
Alex, man, the whole thing is just incredible. You're talking about boondoggles, and your guest, the caller just a few minutes ago mentioned West Nile. Well, I mean, there's
that's a government manufactured, just like Lyme disease. The average person doesn't even know that.
Absolutely, and you know they haven't even isolated the virus. Never even isolated.
They've discovered a new autoimmune disease. Yeah, the rats they feed GMO to get autoimmune disease. They've now got all these brain-eating amoebas in the regular tap water because they've gotten resistant to the chlorine. Oh, man, it's incredible. I know people that send their kids to the doctor, and the doctor doesn't even do a swab. They just give them antibiotics, which then creates superbugs. I'm out of time. Sorry to Scott. Got to most people. Love you all. You're awesome. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, pray for us. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern on your local AM and FM stations or XM 166 or the free audio streams at Infowars.com, video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job to the crew, the sponsors, the listeners. We couldn't do it without you. Get the free magazine digitally sent to your inbox at Infowars.com/newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now.